This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 434 for Friday, June 12th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger on Friday, testing major chart resistance. Canola is steady to up $1.60, July up $1.60 at $469.40 per ton. New crop November up $1.20 at $473. Positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature as canola consolidated right below some major resistance levels. The Canadian dollar, it's holding relatively steady after dropping sharply relative to its U.S. counterpart yesterday, and yesterday's weakness did remain somewhat supportive. The Chicago soy complex provided little support, with soy oil near unchanged for most of the day and beans up slightly. Weekly Canadian Grain Commission data showed ample supplies in the commercial pipeline of just under a million tons. Soybeans were up on the day, July up 5 cents at $8.71 per bushel. The USDA reported private export sales of 120,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning, with China a likely buyer. While solid export demand over the past week did remain supportive, the cautious nature of the U.S.-China trade relations did have speculators unwilling to stick their necks out too far, and some long liquidation kept the gains in check. Relatively favorable Midwestern crop weather also weighed on values, although forecasts calling for hot and dry conditions over the next week did help keep some weather premiums in the bean market. Corn futures, they held it near unchanged, narrowly mixed, July up a quarter cent at $3.30 per bushel. Argentina's corn harvest is progressing well ahead of the year-ago pace, with 61% of the crop already off the fields. And declining condition ratings for corn crops in France were a bit supportive. Wheat futures, they are steady to higher across the board, taking back some of yesterday's losses. Minneapolis spring wheat up a quarter cent in July at 513 and a half per bushel. Kansas City 1.5 cents higher at 448 and a half. And Chicago wheat up 2.75 cents in July at 502 per bushel. While yesterday's USDA forecast calling for record large world wheat ending stocks did remain a bearish influence, the wheat market was still due for a correction. Dryness concerns in parts of the U.S. plains were also a bit supportive, although the advancing winter wheat harvest kept a lid on the upside. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, June 12th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.